Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Call me insecure or call me whatever you want, but I absolutely hate my own body hair. So I decided to do something about it.
I have a tremendous amount of hair on my arms, okay? And the thing is, it cuts off right at about what is supposed to be my bicep.
And there's no hair after
And after
bicep.
That, but if you look at me in a short sleeve shirt, I mean, I'm an ape, and it's gotten worse over the last couple of years. As I'm getting older, I'm getting hairier on my arms. It's not growing really anywhere else badly, except on my arms. It's really embarrassing.
You've got to understand, those of you who have never met Bert in person, he has got the average amount of body hair is most four-legged animals.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
On his arms.
It's not true. On my arms. And that's the point I'm trying to make, is that it's on my arms, because the rest of me, I think, is fairly normal.
We actually contemplated doing a contest on the internet. Is it Bert's arm or a paw?
My arms have not completely evolved yet.
Now,
when you see that evolution chart, I'm about the third ape on my arms.
He's going in next month to have his dew claws removed.
Now, for those of you, and also in the studio, Bert comes in every morning. He usually has a T-shirt on and a sweater over it. He takes his sweater off.
Right, because I get
hot. And he wears a T-shirt. Now, today, he still has
a
sweater on, and I wondered about that.
Okay, now I gotta give you a couple of other pieces of information.
Oh, no, Bert. What are
great.
You doing?
All right, so in light of me already being insecure about the hair on my arms, because I'm just automatically assuming if I have a short-sleeve shirt on and people see my hairy arms, they're assuming, like Jeff just said, I've got hair all over my body like that. And honestly, I know it sounds insecure. I don't want people to think that.
You don't want people to think that you have a hairy back and stuff.
I don't. I really don't.
I know you don't.
So Mark down the hall also shares my hair, affinity. He's got hair. He's hairy all over, though, I think. He's got way more hair on his legs, way more hair on his arms.
He has it coming out of the back of his collar.
While he was doing a shift the other day, somebody dropped off some Nair for Men for this guy. And he put a little S into his arm and his leg to see if it would work. And it did. Mm-hmm. And he brought it in here to show me, and I thought it looked great.
Now, you have to understand, the day before, a day or two prior, for whatever reason, when you work at a radio station, things turn up. Like, you know, because people like to drop stuff off. And it's a great marketing tool. If you have stuff that you want to talk about on the radio, drop some off. Because there's a chance, for example, there's a restaurant right next door now sending out food for us. And, you know, they're going to hope that we're going to taste the food, and then sometime before the end of the show, thank them for bringing it in. It's a nice plug. So things turn up at radio stations. So like 3 days ago, Nair started appearing.
Nair for men.
The hair remover just started appearing.
Right.
It was just sitting on tables in
everywhere.
The hallway.
Yeah, everywhere.
It's bizarre.
So we're in the we're in the conference room. Bert and I are having the meeting after the Monday meeting, and he sees it. And he looks at the bottle, and while we're meeting, he squirts some off onto his hand. He starts rubbing it in like it's a lotion. He's like, wonder if this stuff really works. And then I said, let me see that. He slides the bottle across the table, and I read the instructions, and every step that Bert took to apply the Nair was incorrect.
It was wrong. Right. Like, I was going to say, if he rubbed it in like lotion, that was wrong.
That's what I started doing.
The first thing in bold capital letters, do not rub in. So Bert panicked. And ran out of the room to wash the stuff off his hand. And I thought that was the end of it. And he, you know, he took the Nair with him. I thought it ended up in a garbage can or a, or, you know.
Oh my God.
Somewhere else.
At work?
Apparently it didn't.
But then yesterday we're in another meeting and I whisper over to Jeff. I go, Jeff, tonight's Nair night. And he goes, what? I said, I'm Nairing tonight. Tonight's the night I'm going
to
go Nair.
It's supposed to be rather painful.
All right. I'm not done with all the details. So Stacey and I decided last night at around 4 o'clock that we were going to go down to the Virginia Highlands and go to Harry and Sons and have some sushi.
Harry and Sons.
Oh, there you go. That's funny. That's a nice tie-in, Harry and Sons.
I think I'm going to be sick to my stomach.
Now, I know that traffic gets really bad here around 6 o'clock, and there's nothing I hate more than traffic. So, but I just got back from the gym, so I still needed to take a shower, sure. But I wanted to Nair before we took off, okay? So I go up to the bathroom, and I squirt the bottle of Nair on my left arm, okay? And I'm wait because you have to wait 4 or 5 minutes for it to dissolve. So I'm waiting, and I'm reading a magazine, and my arm is starting to burn off. And I take a washcloth, and I start to take the hair off. And
Hold on 1 second. I want the picture of Melissa's face when the sweatshirt comes off. We'll take Bert's arm later.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and I start taking the hair, and it's not coming off. And I start to panic. All right, and I start rubbing as hard as I can to try to get it off, and the hair of my arm is not coming off, and then I soap it down, and then I read the instructions, and it says, do not rub off and do not rub down. So I run into the shower.
You don't know that most of the time people read directions before they apply.
Not if you're a man.
No, okay.
That is a woman thing there. That is not a man thing.
Guys don't.
So now the clock is ticking, and I really want to go get sushi, so I'm thinking, you know what? I'm just going to run into the shower, and I'll shave my arm. I will shave my arms before we go out.
Why is it this important? Why is it so important to you to have the hair off your arms before you eat sushi?
Because at this point now, because
it must
of the
come
Nair,
off now.
I can't wait to see what it looks like when it grows back.
I will not eat another spicy tuna roll with one hair on my arm.
It'll all tie in for you here in a second. But after you put the Nair on and I completely made a debacle of it, it like got really dark and really clumpy and really sticky. So I had to shave both arms before we take off. And, it took forever. So now Stacy's starting to yell at me that we're getting late. We're going to run into all sorts of traffic.
Oh, no.
So she comes in and she helps me get the stuff off the back of my arms. And my left arm is done. And I'm thinking, okay, what I'll do is I'll wear a sweater out to dinner. And when I come home, I will shave my right arm. And we go out to dinner.
Oh,
and we
God.
Come home and I forget. So I wake up and I go in the shower this morning and I go, ah! Because my left arm is all clean and my right arm is still like an ape and I don't have time before coming into work this morning to shave it. So my left arm is now beautifully shaven and my right arm is still the old Bert arm. And that's why I have it, the sweater on today.
The sweater needs to come off.
You want to see it?
Let's see it.
Hold on. You got the camera on, Melissa?
Okay. You're going to have 5 o'clock shadow on your arm.
Okay, here's old arm.
Oh my God.
There's old arm there, okay? And here's new arm.
Oh my God.
Okay, look how good that looks. Isn't that awesome? The left arm looks awesome, doesn't it?
You lost about 3 pounds.
I know, right?
It looks so much skinnier.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
The Bert Show. Moro Casino. America's Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's Social Casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.